Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and in this week's podcast episode, I am going to tell you guys everything that I would do differently if I just started reselling in 2024. I have been reselling for about 5 or 6 years now, and as you can imagine, a lot in the reselling world and a lot in the reselling game has changed since I first started. And with that being said, there are a lot of things that I would do differently if I was just starting now, and there are a lot of things that I plan on doing differently as this year continues to go on. So if you are new as a reseller and want tips on how to start and what things that you should do right now that can help you in the future, or if you are a seasoned veteran in the reselling community, but you are looking for things that could make your style of reselling more efficient, this is the podcast episode for you. I'm just going to talk about a lot of things and be very honest about a lot of things that I want to do differently and things that I will start doing differently. And that's what this podcast episode is all about. So if you are interested in hearing about the things that I would do differently if I was reselling, if I started reselling this year, just keep on listening.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Especially for all the newbie resellers out there, I just want to give you guys a blast into the past of what reselling used to look like. Way back in the day, reselling used to just be Craigslist or eBay, and that was the type of reselling where you would just sell things that you were probably trying to get rid of for the cheap, and then people started seeing that you could turn profit, and then it kind of molded into what reselling is now. Then we move on. A lot of people move to Facebook Marketplace for reselling. You had the emergence of Etsy, Poshmark, Depop, and then following that was the other platforms that would grant you opportunity to sell items that you wanted to get rid of fast. And I feel like back in like the 2016 through 2018 era is when reselling really took off, especially with platforms like Poshmark, where a lot of people would see that, hey, I can make a full living finding things at the thrift store and flipping it. People started with clothing. A big thing in the reselling community is shoes, and reselling has just taken off to what it is now. If you are looking to start reselling in 2024, it is not too late. It is never too late to start in this game, and there are so many different things you would love and you would need to know if you are wanting to be successful in 2024. So with that being said, I have been reselling for about 5 to 6 years now. I started with my family and we had our own store. We were trying to get rid of things because in the storefront, it was hard. When you're selling in a brick and mortar, especially in a small-ish town, it's hard to get those things off the shelves. But the second we started putting things online, we noticed that we did really well. So then that's when it kicked off and we started going to the thrift stores and finding our own things to flip. And then it was like, oh, this is great. This is a great way to make money. So we started reselling in that manner, and I took over for myself when I was in college. This was a great way for me to pay my rent and do all of that without having to get a quote-unquote job while I was in college. So I loved it. And since then, I have graduated, moved on. I have a full-time job, but I still do reselling on the side just as a way for me to make extra income. And through all of that, through all of those stories I'm telling you guys right now, so much has changed about reselling, honestly, every single year. There's a new update, there's a new platform, there's a new way that people are gaining traction, and it's ever changing in this industry and in this business, and it's something that you have to keep up with. So if I was looking back to who I was about 5 years ago or 6 years ago when I first started reselling, I just sat here and I thought for this podcast episode, what would I do differently? What would I change? And how could I be more successful if I started in 2024 rather than when I started? And there are a lot of things that I am definitely going to implement this year that I'm going to take with me that I'm about to speak with you guys in this podcast episode. So let's get into it. The first thing that I would do differently if I started reselling this year is focus on one or two platforms. I have talked about all the platforms in this podcast episode, and I have also just encouraged people to try out different platforms, and that is great. But if I were personally doing this all over again, I would try to focus on one or two platforms. I think the main ones that I would definitely focus on is Poshmark and Depop. Those are my big ones. This is excluding Etsy. As a lot of you guys know, I'm a big seller on Etsy. I do mystery boxes, but this is excluding Etsy. So for that case, I would personally do Poshmark or Depop. And the reason why I would do that is because when you narrow down and you focus in on these two platforms, it's so much easier for you to actually focus, make sure you're doing things right, make sure that you are taking care of business, and make sure that you are treating your customers with the utmost attention and respect, because you don't have all these other platforms fighting for your attention. Especially when you are first starting out, it is very beneficial to make sure that you can take care of two platforms before you move on to five. That is not to say that I would never go to the full scheme of platforms, the selling platforms that you can go on. But I am saying, when you are first starting out, if you first start out reselling in 2024, I think it would only be in your benefit to focus on one or two platforms, perfect those, and then that's when you move on to others. I have learned so much just by focusing my time on certain platforms, and I think that Poshmark, of all of the platforms, should probably be the main platform you focus on if you are trying to sell clothing, because Poshmark can teach you a lot about the other platforms, so you don't have to, you know, trial and error yourself. With Poshmark, it teaches you about customer service because people can comment on things and ask you questions. It teaches you about bundling. It teaches you about shipping and handling. That's a great way to learn about shipping and being cost efficient with your shipping. They also take care of your shipping, so you don't have to worry about, especially with platforms like Etsy or even Depop, doing shipping on your own. With Poshmark, the only option that you do have is to ship with Poshmark. So it helps you in understanding all of that. And that's why I think if you're going to start anywhere and you're going to be a clothing reseller or even a shoe reseller, Poshmark is one of the best platforms, if not the best platform, to learn how to grow as a reseller. There are also so many people on Poshmark that are not on the other platforms, and that's where you would only benefit from being around the millions of people that use Poshmark, whereas some of the other platforms, they have a much, much smaller user base than Poshmark. So I would definitely try to focus on one or two platforms if you are starting out this new year. On Poshmark, Depop is a great one, but also if you are looking, depends on what you're selling, and if you want to know more about what other platforms are good for, I have a few episodes on this podcast that goes through which platforms are best for which kind of selling. The next one, I would try to utilize social media more, but especially TikTok and TikTok Shop. I don't know how much you guys know about TikTok Shop, and I am considering doing an episode on TikTok Shop, but TikTok Shop has completely changed the game for small businesses to the point where a lot of people are walking away millionaires because of this update that they made just a couple of months ago. People are making so much money. I am seeing so many sales on there. And the best part about TikTok Shop is that it shows you what is successful and what isn't, how many units have been sold, that kind of thing. And it gives all small businesses and large businesses the same an equal opportunity to make money on there. You just have to build the platform, have the following, and now you can sell your goods on there and reach directly to the consumers that you would like to reach. With that, taking TikTok seriously is so important. Make sure that you are posting your videos, you are getting out new content, and all of that in between. And I'm telling you, TikTok can change your life for the better. I started a TikTok back in 2020 for my business, and it had brought so many different customers just from what small following I had. I can't even imagine the people who have thousands and thousands of TikTok followers, because TikTok can generate so many eyeballs to what you are selling. And even if you're a reseller or if you're a small business owner, it doesn't matter. A lot of people go to TikTok to find content of clothing that they like, all of that. And a lot of videos, a lot of different styles of videos are popular. So if you are reselling and you're trying to figure out what kind of TikTok videos you can make to catch people's eye, start doing try-on hauls. Start showing yourself thrifting and getting your inventory. Those videos typically do really well on TikTok. Start just doing a day in my life as a small business owner. A lot of people love watching people package orders, how you get these things cleaned, all of that. There's so much content that can come from TikTok of just showing your life as a reseller, and a lot of people will watch that. So start with those videos on TikTok, producing every day if you can. And then you can apply for TikTok shop. If you get accepted, start posting things onto your TikTok shop. And I'm telling you, it could be a game changer for your business. But you've got to remember that once you get your stuff on TikTok shop, you still have to promote it. You still have to get those eyeballs on your products so that people will feel comfortable buying from you. But TikTok shop, especially TikTok, has changed the game with social media and how you can make social media work for you. This next thing I am going to try to implement into my business starting this year, and that is specialize in certain items, certain vibes, for certain aesthetics. As long as you are staying in your lane, I think you will only benefit in the reselling world from that. And let me talk to you about this a little bit. Might be a little confusing, so let's just dig into this for a little bit. But when I first started, I was selling anything that I could get my hands on. With our business, we were selling things, of course, that were like, because we used to own a dress shop, so we were selling like dresses, prom dresses, bridal dresses, that kind of thing. But when I first started with my business, I was selling anything I could get my hands on. I was selling men's clothing, I was selling women's clothing, I was selling jerseys, I was selling sunglasses and hats. I was selling everything that I could get my hands on. But I think when you find your niche, that's when you can be the most successful, especially when you're first starting out. I would go into the thrift store and grab anything that I thought could be of value. And that left me with the lack of an aesthetic. That left me with so many things that I'm still trying to sell to this day, because I didn't pick an aesthetic and I didn't pick something that made it easier for my buyers to bundle and to buy more items of. You can do whatever you want, of course, but this is for me. If I was to start reselling this year, I would try to make sure that I picked a niche. So with that being said, I would just sell women's clothing that are a certain fashion sense, or just women's clothing in general, things that women want. I told you, I was selling men's clothing, women's clothing, everything in between. And with that being said, it was so much harder for my customers to actually bundle items so that they are more likely to buy more than one thing from me. That gives me more money. That's a lot more helpful for my business, and it helps me clear out inventory so much more. And that's why it's so important to have a niche. When you're first starting out, you want to sell as much as possible to establish that credibility and to make sure that your buyers know that you are their one-stop shop. You want them to come back for more, and you want them to continue to buy from you. And especially on a platform like Poshmark, where Poshmark of course has men's clothing, but it's heavily women's clothing based, you want to make sure that you have things that will cater to your specific demographic and your specific audience. As a young woman myself, I know what my friends are wearing. I know what people are wearing. I know what's trending because I can go on social media and see that type of thing. So it's a lot easier for me to try to serve the demographic that I'm a part of. And I know that a lot of people are a part of. So that's where I would try to focus in on one niche and specialize in certain items. I would specialize in women's clothing, specifically young women's clothing, where I would be able to bring in sunglasses, hats, clothing items like t-shirts and blouses and pants for women. So I would have a shop just for women. I would have customers who come back. They're more likely to bundle items if they see other things that are their style. So much would benefit from that. And that's where I wish I would have, what I wish I would have done. Because today, I am still trying to get rid of some of the items that I first started out with. Because I was just selling anything that I could get my hands on. And I think that is great for a time, especially if you're starting out reselling for the purpose to clear out your family's closet or anything like that. Yes, it is beneficial to have as many items as possible because you can just get rid of things at once. But if I was focused on trying to make this a business, I'm going to sell things that I know are in style, are trending, or things that I like, because a lot of your customer base will resonate with that. And that's where I wish I would, that's what I wish I would have done when I first started. But I'm learning now, and that's not something that I currently do 100%, but it is something that I'm working on, and it's something that I definitely want to implement in 2024, is making sure that I am sticking with a certain niche audience where I know what styles they like, I know what things they want, and they're more likely to bundle items and shop more from me. Lastly, since we are in the tax season, the last thing I would do is try to make sure that I am properly tracking all of my expenses, receipts, car usage, and subscriptions accurately. That is so important. So important. I cannot emphasize that enough. When you're reselling, you are still a business when you're reselling, which means your taxes will not be like other people's taxes. You are not likely going to get a refund. You are going to be paying money. So with that being said, try to keep track of all of your expenses, all of your receipts from the stores. Your expenses can include things that you might not even realize. When you are going and driving to the thrift store, track how far you are from the thrift stores, and whatever gas you use to get there, that is an expense. That's your car usage. When you need to get supplies, polymailer, stickers, all of that stuff, when you buy a Rollo, things that can help your business, that is included in your expenses when you file your taxes. It is so important to keep track of that. And when you file your taxes through an accountant or ever how you file your taxes, they need the receipts, they need all of that from you, because it is so expensive. It's so helpful for tax season. You want to make sure you're not doing anything incorrectly, and that's where I definitely advocate for hiring a tax professional or having someone who knows what they're doing when it comes to filing as a business. It is so important. This is such an important time of year, and that's something that I wish I would have done when I first started out. I was still very young. I was still like 19 or 20 when I first started out upselling. And I didn't know everything. But I did have someone. I had my mom, who was already well seasoned in what it's like to be a business owner, and would help me in tracking my expenses. I keep track of every single receipt I've ever had, that I've ever gotten from any store ever, just in case, because I know I need to have that come tax season. I also would have a sheet where I would track every dime that I spent from every single store that I spent, keep it organized. And that's where it's like, it really comes into play of being organized, because when tax season comes around and you're having to prove all of this, all of your income, you've got to make sure that you are doing it correctly. And this is one thing I have personally not done, but I want to emphasize this to you. I'm going to start doing it this year. But QuickBooks is new for Etsy. I don't know if it has anything outside of it, but QuickBooks is so good for being a small business owner, and it helps you keep track of your receipts, everything that you've done, and then it saves everything come tax season and you're ready to go. But that is so important, and I wish I started that, and I'm going to make sure I'm doing that properly this year, is keeping track of everything I spend and everything I have and do that can help my business. That is such a big deal. And lastly, I have seen people talk about this. I, of course, am not a financial advisor, but I do want to talk about how a lot of people will have a separate checking and credit card for your reselling business. A lot of people use credit cards specifically because you can get 3% cash back on certain stores and certain things, whatever, if you are a business. So I encourage everyone to look more into that, and that is something that I'm going to look more into, is having a separate account from your business so you can keep track of all your money and all the money that you make. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you would like to reach out to me, if you would like to request a podcast episode, whatever it is, feel free to find us on Instagram at ThriftingAintEasyPod. Shoot me a DM and we can talk there. Thank you guys again for listening. I'm so excited for this just to keep going in 2024. This podcast is not ending anytime soon, and I have a lot of great episodes coming up. Again, have a great day, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.